the latest National Drug Strategy Household Survey in 2016 showed that almost three quarters of Australians, 73.9%, didn't believe possession should be a criminal offence. These findings were about 2 years ago. Why do you think there has been no action or even discussed by our government to enact on this?
Well, I think there's a lot of confusion as to what decriminalisation means in relation to cannabis. So we actually do have limited decriminalisation for small quantities of cannabis in South Australia, the ACT and the Northern Territory. And they're fairly recent changes that have occurred. Again, limited to quite small amounts, under 25 grams in most circumstances. So there has been some progress towards decriminalisation, but I think there is a confusion in the community and particularly amongst lawmakers that decriminalisation, that is removing criminal penalties associated with possession and use for cannabis, is the same as legalisation. So that allows for the retail sale of cannabis, which the survey does say that the majority of Australians don't currently support.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I guess going into that, if cannabis was to be decriminalised, what sort of regulations around its use would you expect to come out? Like no, there'd be, against driving under the influence, don't smoke in public or those kind of things. What do you think would happen?
Well, yeah, so all of those laws could stand under a decriminalisation model. The best model that we have for decriminalisation of illicit drugs is Portugal. And the way things work in Portugal is criminal offences associated with possession of use have been removed from the books. But if the police find someone who is problematically using a substance, they're actually referred to a case management service who can apply a civil penalty if someone just needs a deterrent, so that's like a fine, or divert those people towards health services that may actually assist with their problematic relationship to cannabis. So decriminalisation is not a hands-off approach. It often is integrated into a whole bunch of diversion schemes that can be in place.
I guess if it's under a closer watchful eye, what kind of benefits would we expect to see, if any, from decriminalisation?
So we know that the current criminalisation of possession and use is actually a barrier to treatment for people that have a problematic relationship to illicit drugs. Possession and use criminalisation is also a barrier to a lot of harm reduction initiatives that could be put forward. So the controversies we've had recently to do with pill testing or to do with safe injecting rooms, the reason they're so problematic in terms of putting those initiatives out is because possession and use is criminalised. So if someone takes drugs in order to test them within a festival scenario, they actually might be committing a possession offence, for example. Yeah. So it both would allow things to be handled through health initiatives and also would get rid of some of these barriers to harm reduction services.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess cannabis has been decriminalised to a very limited extent in the ACT, South Australia and the Northern Territory, as you've written about. Have these benefits started to appear in these jurisdictions just yet, or is it very limited what these benefits are?
It's hard to say in terms of evaluating what's occurred, particularly because, you know, under 25 grams is quite a small amount. Certainly there have been cost savings in relation to cannabis prosecutions and enforcement in those areas, because police can spend their time doing other things. As far as I know, there hasn't been an independent evaluation of those schemes as of yet, so unclear at this stage.
Yeah, right. It's going to be interesting, definitely, to see, I guess, in the future if they do some research on those areas. Now, people might be worried about, by decriminalising it, it might be more people become active cannabis users. Is that to be expected through decriminalisation?
So, again, Portugal being our best indicator in terms of how decriminalisation would work, no indications from Portugal that decriminalisation would cause increase usage. And in fact, that household survey that we were talking about earlier was actually talking about, well, if cannabis was legalized, they asked the population whether or not they would use it if cannabis was legalized. And 82% of Australians said that they wouldn't try cannabis just because it was legalized. So that to me indicates that it's unlikely to have an impact on usage.
Oh, wow. Do you think that would change, though, like if it was decriminalized and then, say, about 10 years later, there'd be a bit of a different, I guess, cultural approach to cannabis?
Potentially. Again, with legalization in the US, we haven't seen increases in usage. And of course, legalization is you know, a couple of steps forward from decriminalization. So I'd be quite surprised if we saw a dramatic increase in usage, simply because we know cannabis is readily available to people currently, even though it is an illicit market, and it's just not a preferred drug for a lot of people.
Yeah, wow, it's very interesting. If decriminalization, taking a more law kind of view, if it was to take place, what would happen to criminal records of those convicted under previous criminal legislation for possessing cannabis?
Well, that's an interesting question. It's one that they're considering in the US and with Canada currently. I would be in favour of having some sort of scheme in place which actually nullified the criminal records for people for possession and use of cannabis if it was decriminalized or legalized. I would also be in favour of nulling some of those convictions that were to do with supply of cannabis purely for medicinal purposes as well, because I think we've all kind of realized at this stage that, that cannabis has a role in medicinal treatment and that, that people that were supplying it to medicinal consumers shouldn't have been penalized for doing that.
Yeah, definitely a lot of factors that go into it. And I guess as a final question, when do you believe we could expect some kind of legalization, decriminalization to start taking place in Australia?
So decriminalization, I'm slightly more hopeful about, particularly considering the National Drug Household Survey has asked this question over a number of years, and the amount of people supporting decriminalization just keeps getting higher and higher. I would imagine within the next 5 years we'll start seeing proposals for decriminalization of cannabis. Legalization, I think, is a bit trickier. I'm quite excited to see what results come from Canada's approach to legalization, just because we have comparable political cultures in terms of how we approach drugs. And if everything is positive coming out of Canada, I would imagine within, you know, 10 years or so, legalization could be a possibility in Australia.
Yeah, right. Very interesting to talk about. And it's going to be even more interesting to see what happens, I guess, over that next 10 years to see whether both legalization and decriminalization happens and, yeah, what happens around Australia. So thank you so much for talking to us this morning, Jared.
No worries. Thank you.